Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, May 25th, 2023. Welcome to Day 856. The leader of the far-right Oath Keepers militia group was sentenced to 18 years in prison for his role in orchestrating a seditious conspiracy on January 6th in order to keep Trump in power after he lost the 2020 election. It's the longest sentence imposed on a January 6th defendant to date. A jury convicted Stuart Rhodes last November of seditious conspiracy for plotting to forcefully disrupt the transfer of power after the 2020 election. Judge Amit Mehta told Rhodes, "You, sir, present an ongoing threat and a peril to this country, to the Republic, and to the very fabric of our democracy." The judge added, "For years, it's clear that you have wanted the democracy in this country to devolve into violence, and you have thought that violence is an acceptable means of accomplishing your ends." The judge concluded that Americans will now hold our collective breaths every time an election is approaching. A second member of the Oath Keepers, Kelly Meggs, was also convicted of seditious conspiracy and was sentenced to 12 years in prison. Moving on, the Supreme Court limited the EPA's authority to protect wetlands and waterways under the Clean Water Act, marking the second time in a year that the court has limited the EPA's ability to combat pollution and mitigate climate change. The issue the court considered was what counts as waters of the United States under the landmark 51-year-old Clean Water Act, and how far upstream federal water protections should extend to protect downstream water quality for drinking and wildlife. The ruling will prevent the EPA from putting federal protections on as much as 118 million acres of wetlands. Biden criticized the decision, saying that the ruling defies the science that confirms the critical role of wetlands in safeguarding our nation's streams, rivers, and lakes from chemicals and pollutants. He added that it also upends the legal framework that has protected America's waters for decades. And finally, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis's Twitter livestream announcing his presidential campaign was marred by several technical issues. Just minutes into the audio-only Twitter Spaces forum between Elon Musk and DeSantis, the event's audio repeatedly cut out and users were kicked out of the space, including DeSantis. After nearly 20 minutes of the app crashing, echoing audio, and general confusion, the livestream abruptly ended. Eventually, Musk launched a new Twitter space, delaying DeSantis's presidential announcement by nearly half an hour. Joe Biden's Twitter account, meanwhile, mocked the DeSantis disaster, tweeting, "This link works," and inviting followers to donate. And in the polls, CNN says 53% of Republican primary voters prefer Donald Trump for the party's presidential nomination, while 26% prefer DeSantis. And 60% of Democratic voters say they favor Biden for their party's nomination, 20% prefer activist Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and 8% say they back author Marianne Williamson. Another 8% say they would support an unnamed someone else. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.